Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Dangerous One, Daryl Rutter. Who's brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Good morning, guys. I can't believe Dave Matthews Band got in.
What are you doing, Daryl? Damn it.
Sorry.
You just ruined the whole thing. Ah, what the hell? Who cares?
Sorry.
Yeah. Dave Matthews is in and everybody wants to rip me because it's not, I'm not against Dave Matthews.
Finally, somebody gets in that I've actually seen live.
Does that mean you're starting to get a little older?
Yeah.
Is that what that means? It was his fans when I was in college. That's all. I'll explain later. Okay, can I explain it later?
Yes, you can. I didn't mean to spoil your fun.
That's okay. What did you think of the Cavs in game one against Orlando?
Real quick. I thought they were pretty good. Not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but certainly like the physicality, certainly love the play from Jared Allen and Evan Mobley. Obviously, Donovan Mitchell looking like he is, I'm not going to say he's 100%, but he certainly looked a lot better than he's looked in recent weeks, if not months. So a positive game one, and I'm very curious to see if they can keep it going in game two tonight.
All right, Daryl, the first question we had going into this series was going to be the physicality, whether or not they were going to be up for a fight. Everyone kept calling it a rock fight going into this series. How did you think that the Cavs dealt with a lot of that?
I think that they handled it pretty well. There were a couple instances where the Magic were trying to mix things up on the floor, and the Cavaliers pushed back appropriately and also didn't lose their composure and did not allow it to affect the scoreboard, so to speak, where the Magic would go on a big run after it. So I think that they handled it pretty well. I mean, Jared Allen, my goodness, he's ripping basketballs out of guys' hands. And that's something that we did not see last year against the New York Knicks. It's actually the opposite. The basketball was being ripped out of Jared Allen's hands. So I think that they handled the physicality just right, and they're going to need to do that for at least three more games in this series.
Daryl Rutter brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. Did you think the home crowd was good? It looked good on TV. Looked real good.
And it also helps that they have the PA system cranked up to the jet engine level in the playoffs. The crowd was into it from the opening tip there, and they left pretty happy.
Daryl, I got to get to you some Browns here real quick. However, do you think that, like, if we come out of this playoffs and we beat Orlando and then, you go up and you have a good series against Boston, is that enough to calm down some of the fan angst? Because, hey, I've been one of the leaders in that. I ain't going to lie. We've been a bit upset with this team over the second half of the season.
Well, I mean, I would certainly hope so. I think that people forget how hard it is to build a team in the NBA that is a perennial playoff team. And I think it's fair to say that the Cavaliers now are a perennial playoff team. It's a matter of, where can they finish in the hierarchy of the Eastern Conference? And for me, I think that being a top four team within the conference is a way to meet expectations. And I thought J.B. Bickerstaff made a solid point the other day prior to game one when he was asked about this team and why he was confident that they would respond appropriately. And he said, look, you know, every year this team seems to have taken step forward, whether it was, you know, being in contention for the play-in tournament to actually getting into the play-in tournament. Then it was getting into the playoffs. Now they're back in the playoffs, and now they need to advance in the playoffs. Like, there has been a gradual progression forward with this team, with him as the head coach. And I realize that maybe the timeline has been a little slower than some fans would like, but you know, I've seen many Cavalier rebuilds over the years, setting aside the two LeBron James eras, and this franchise has struggled to put teams together, and they've done a real nice job this time around to get themselves back in contention. So if they can beat the Magic and be competitive against Boston, I think that that speaks very positively about where they are organizationally. Now, if they don't, well, we all know what the end result ultimately will be.
Daryl, do you miss having first-round picks?
A little bit. I mean, not a lot of sizzle to the draft the last couple of years. Andrew Berry talked about it last week. Mostly it's external, not so much for the Browns, but, you know, they're not in on any of the big name prospects, right? But let's be honest about it too. Even if they did have first round picks, they'd be picking in the mid 20s, which is, that's actually a good thing, because that means they made the playoffs and they were a good football team the year before. So I know the Browns are certainly excited about having a first round pick again next year, where they'll have 8 selections. Next year will be a pretty big draft for them, because I think they got their own first 4 or 5 round selections there. And then they've got a couple of additional picks in the later rounds that weren't necessarily their picks, but they were able to recover some of the picks that they had traded.
But Daryl, every time Andrew Berry gets brought up on any show in Cleveland, the first thing someone will do, or first thing a reporter will do, is say, well, we know how aggressive he is. And I'm like, yeah, he's aggressive. I think the league is more aggressive. All the GMs are more aggressive. There's more trades than there's ever been, almost NBA-style trades than there have ever been. And when it comes to the draft, I'm really curious about aggressiveness this year, because I could see them trading and getting more picks in this draft, which I guess that would mean trading down to an extent. What do you think they do? They're sitting with, what, 5 picks today? How many do you think they'll, 6. How many do you think they'll actually end up with?
Well, and let's look where those 6 picks are. They only have 2 picks in the top 150. That's at 54 overall and 85 overall. They don't have a 4th rounder. Their 5th rounder, comes via trade, 156 overall. They got 206 from Baltimore, and they got 227 from Tennessee in their most recent trade. And then, of course, they have their own natural 7th round pick at 243. I would love to see them, all three of the picks in the 200s, those 3 picks, I'd love to see them trade them, either to move up, kick them forward into next year or whatever. But I really, them having 3 selections there in the last 2 rounds of the draft doesn't really do a whole lot for me. So, and I did ask Andrew Berry last week about, where they are in the draft and the effect it has on his ability to move up and down on the board, which is something historically he has shown that he really enjoys doing. I'm curious to see if they'll actually make a 2nd-round pick this year, right? I'm curious to see if he'll keep the wide receiver in the 3rd-round streak going there at number 85. Mm. But I think that fans should really temper their expectation about the quality of players that they're going to be able to get with some of these picks and the impact that said players are actually going to be able to have outside of those first 2 selections.
Yeah, so you're looking at maybe 1 starter out of this draft?
Well, I don't even know if 1 starter, maybe 1 or 2 role players can. And Berry also talked about this last week that, you know, he's taking and this isn't specific to this draft, Ken, but this is just, you know, overall, he's looking at 2025, 2026 help in this draft. So an area where they've got a short-term veteran at a position that they could bring someone in that they can draft and develop into it. Now, and he did mention this, if it happens to be a DeJuan Jones situation where, you know, the player shows he's worthy of being on the field, they certainly aren't going to get in the way and keep that player off the field. But I just think that
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Fans need to temper the expectations here, all right? Round two. At 54, yeah, I expect that player to be able to contribute in some way, shape, or form, maybe even at 85. But when you're talking about those other four picks or however many they end up with outside of the top 50 there, Ken, I just don't think it's realistic that those guys are going to help immediately. They'll probably be practice squad players that they're going to be developing for future years.
I was going to say, Daryl, I'm amazed. I mean, you're talking about this team like we're coming off three Super Bowls and we just don't have any spots for anybody. Last time I saw them, they got blown out by the Houston Texans. So yeah. You can't find any starters in the draft. We're that locked down with our talent reservoir.
Well, I mean, they're pretty set in the starting 22.
Okay.
Come on, Lyle.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I didn't know we were so loaded. I didn't know we were that loaded. We have no room for any more talent on this football team.
Well, I didn't say that. I'm just saying that you know, temper your expectations. Look, this is...
What starters are you going to find in the fourth round, Tone?
Yeah, I mean, this team is in a heck of a lot better position than we're accustomed to in years past, where the lifeblood of the roster was the draft, where they had 13 picks and eight of the guys were expected to be starters. They're not there on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, the 11 starters are pretty much set. On the defensive side of the ball, the 11 starters are pretty much set where they really need help. You know, yes, the picks are important, to your point, Lima, but these picks are depth picks. You know, if they can find a wide receiver to give them some depth that they can develop, great. If they can find a tight end, I think that's something it would be good for them to find. Defensive tackle that's got to be a target because they've got veterans on short-term contracts at that position. Linebacker, and especially with the new kickoff rule, and we'll see what type of personnel actually gets used in there, but I'm just going to go out on a limb and say linebacker's going to be fairly important. Well, with this new kickoff strategy, yes, that's a position that they can, you know, address. But when you're talking your starting lineup, yeah, going into this draft, Anthony, they're pretty much set, barring offseason development.
So this is where it gets really interesting because I look at the Ravens, who we're all talking about. I know we talk more Steelers than anything on this station, but the Ravens are the team that finished first last year, correct? They were the team that we are chasing. And
they did not make the Super Bowl. Just also want to point that out.
Well, they have five picks in the top 165. So they are certainly set up in a way. Like, we talk so much about how great our organization is, our management system is. Man, the Ravens have got to be feeling pretty good about that.
Well, but here's the thing, too. You have to understand, they traded six picks to get a franchise quarterback. Now, the payoff from that trade has not been what everyone was hoping that it was going to be at this point. And there are certainly questions about it and how that's going to... But that is why the Browns don't have picks right now. So what Barry has tried to do is weather the storm, which I think he's done a fairly good job of. And again, next year, 2025, that becomes the really big replenish roster type of draft for them where they have their first and their second and their third and their fourth round picks because they didn't end up trading those away.
What, Daryl? What's your problem over there?
I don't have a problem.
I'm not you, Daryl. Tone. Oh. I'm sorry. I'm talking to Tone. I'm sorry, Daryl. Like, you're grilling Daryl over the picks. I don't understand.
It seems like Daryl, when he started explaining away how we're just so loaded, we don't have any room for any more talent on the football team in the draft.
Who do we need?
I'm like, man.
Who do we actually, what do we
actually need? That's incredible, because the last time I saw him, what was the talent situation in the embarrassing loss to the Houston Texans?
The teams lose games. They lose football games.
That was a special kind of a loss.
All right, let me ask you. Let me turn it around.
So we're
going to
overreact completely?
I don't know. Kevin Stefanski. We had Kevin Stefanski in here the other day.
What position do the Browns need a starter? Where is this? What starter needs to be replaced on this football team right now?
Get him.
So wait, offensive line right now. Where do you think the Browns are, their offensive line?
Left tackle, Jed Wills. Left guard, Joel Bitonio. Center, Ethan Posick. Right guard, Wyatt Teller. Right tackle, Jack Conklin.
Boom, shakalaka.
And your number three,
Jack Conklin, starting this year. He's ready to go. You're ready to go with Jack Conklin.
Well, you're paying him.
Can we be honest?
$15 million
a year. You got to put him on the field.
So you're telling me they made a big mistake and now they got to double down on it?
They didn't know that they were going to pick DeJuan Jones in the fourth round and he was going to be ready to play.
The Jack Conklin, who also is coming off an injury.
What else were you going to do?
Jack Conklin is somebody. The minute they extended him, I questioned, and people were like, "What are you talking about?"
Because you don't know how football works. That's why people are asking you, "What are you talking about?"
Well, how does the Jack Conklin signing look now?
Can you tell anybody?
How does it look now, Kenny? Tell me how it looks now.
Obviously, it didn't look great. But can you tell?
Scoreboard, that's a victory for the sports boy.
What's the average price for a right tackle in the NFL now?
I'm just saying.
Who else were you going to get?
They signed a guy who was already banged up, and the minute they made that signing, and everybody loves the aggressiveness.
They had no other choice.
Of Andrew Berry, they had no choice.
What choice did they have?
And now they're doubling down on the having no choice by putting him out there again. We'll see how that's going to work.
Well, they're putting him out there again because they paid him.
And no Bill Callahan to help engineer an offensive line that when injuries go down.
Bill Callahan's down in Tennessee.
He's doing that on purpose.
Oh, now we're not going to miss Bill Callahan, apparently.
Of course we're going to miss Bill Callahan, but that's you're just throwing stuff out there for the sake of throwing some stuff out there.
He's mad. Okay. He's not getting the response he wanted from the Cavs fans today.
Well, you guys don't care.
We do care about the Cavs.
Off a game one win.
That's
they
right.
kicked the crap
doesn't
out of the
sound like it.
You should be in a good mood this
doesn't
morning.
Doesn't sound like it in this city.
Daryl, I'm with you. We are same team on this one.
You
Daryl.
Have to deal with this for 4 hours this morning, Kent.
Every day.
I feel bad for you.
You should. It's every day.
Oh, my.
And then it's on the phone for an hour every afternoon.
You would think that the Browns are back in 2016 trying to put Humpty Dumpty back
I just don't
together.
Understand of all the problems he's ever had. Like, excuse me, you've never addressed with the Browns. All of a sudden today on a Monday, you've decided to go after Daryl over it. Talking to you.
What are we? We top three to win the Super Bowl this year?
Daryl, thank you very much for the time.
Oh, wait, we're 15th.
Thank you very much for the time, Daryl.
But we got no more room for talent.
Thank you, Daryl.
I wish you well, Ken. Good luck with that.
Godspeed to me, yes. Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers. All right, I'll get back to this when we come back. And... well, we've been excited this Monday morning. Boy, this didn't age well, this whole tease. But many of you are saying, quote, it's just the magic. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, take us with you to work in the free Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.